Married at First Sight. Chapter 4223. Zachary was worried that his beloved wife might be shaken by Jasmine's sudden premature labor, so he gently urged Serenity to go for her prenatal checkup first. There wasn't much they could do here. After repeated persuasion from everyone, Serenity finally agreed to go for her checkup. Zachary accompanied her. As soon as the young couple left, the delivery room door swung open. A nurse stepped out and called, "Is Jasmine's husband here?"
"Yes, I am."
Josh immediately responded, rushing forward with the others. The nurse reassured them, "The mother is fine, but she's in a lot of pain. She's asking for her husband to be with her." Everyone let out a sigh of relief. Josh hurried in but was stopped by the nurse, who handed him a set of scrubs. "Change first," she instructed before leading him into the delivery room. Inside, Jasmine screamed in agony. The moment she saw Josh, she grabbed his hand and sank her teeth into it. It hurt so much. "Josh, this is all your fault. I don't want to have another baby. It hurts too much." Childbirth was an excruciating level 10 pain.
"Yes, yes, it's my fault. We won't have another baby. This is the last one, I promise."
Josh assured her over and over.
"Wife, bite me, go ahead."
He leaned in, offering his arm. Jasmine didn't hesitate, she bit down hard. The doctor instructed her to push, and she obeyed, taking deep breaths between efforts. Time dragged on. Behind his surgical mask, Josh's face grew paler by the second. Why wasn't the baby coming out?
"Baby, since you decided to arrive early, don't make things harder for your mom. She carried you for 9 months, it wasn't easy. Don't give her more trouble now."
Josh silently chanted prayers in his heart, desperately wishing for his wife's safe delivery. He lost all sense of time. It felt like an eternity until finally, the doctor's voice rang out, "The baby's out." Moments later, a baby's cry filled the room. It was a clear but soft wail, probably due to the premature birth. "It's a boy," the doctor announced. 6 pounds and 3 ounces. Thud. A muffled sound made everyone jump. Josh had fainted. Jasmine. Was this really the same strong and fearless man she had married? Outside, the waiting family members anxiously turned their heads as the delivery room doors opened. Everyone crowded around, expecting to see Jasmine. Instead, they saw Josh being carried out, unconscious. A heavy silence fell over the group. Mrs. Sox's legs gave out. Her son barely caught her.
"Mom."
Tears welled in her eyes. "Your sister." She assumed the worst, that something had happened to Jasmine. Josh loved his wife deeply. If anything had gone wrong, it would have been unbearable for him. Just as everyone's anxiety peaked, the nurse spoke up, "Congratulations. The mother and baby are both safe. It's a healthy boy, weighing 6.32 pounds. The tension instantly lifted. The nurse added, "Her husband must have been overwhelmed. After the baby was safely delivered, he fainted. Someone help him to rest over there. The mother won't be out for a while." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4224. Chapter 4224. The mood shifted from sorrow to joy in an instant. Mrs. Sox, who had been trembling just moments ago, suddenly regained her composure. She no longer needed her son's support and stepped forward to ask the nurse, "The baby is premature. Does he need to stay in an incubator?" The nurse reassured her, "He'll be placed in the incubator for observation. If everything checks out, he'll return to his mother soon. The baby weighs over 6 pounds, and at 35 weeks, he's not too premature. If he had gone full term, he could have been 7 or 8 pounds. Julian helped prop Josh up against a chair and then turned his attention back to the newborn. Both the Buchame and Sox families were relieved and overjoyed.
Jasmine's sudden labor had given everyone a scare, but now, mother and baby were safe. No one bothered waking Josh. They let him stay unconscious, slumped in his chair. By the time Serenity returned from her prenatal checkup, Jasmine had already been moved to a high-end VIP ward. Jasmine. Seeing her friend and the baby safe, Serenity finally felt at ease. She had been so worried that even during her checkup, the doctor had mistaken her pale face for illness. Serenity, why are you here? You're still pregnant. Jasmine exclaimed. Before coming to the hospital, she had told her in-laws not to inform Serenity right away. She didn't want her friend to worry and risk early labor herself. Serenity was over 7 months pregnant. Jasmine's baby had arrived at 35 weeks, but Serenity's wasn't even at 30 weeks yet. A premature birth for her would be far riskier. I had a prenatal checkup scheduled for this morning, and Zachary came with me. On the way, we saw Josh running out of the office. Zachary asked him what was wrong, and he told us you were in premature labor. I was so scared that I rushed over. When we arrived, you had just entered the delivery room. Since they said you wouldn't give birth right away, I went for my checkup first. Serenity sat by Jasmine's bedside, smiling. Jasmine, congratulations. Jasmine returned the smile. Thank you. How long will the baby be in the incubator? Serenity asked with concern. 35 weeks was still considered premature, and there were always risks. The doctor said he's very healthy, and all his indicators are normal. He should only need an hour or two in the incubator. That's great. Serenity finally relaxed. Her gaze shifted to the man lying on the bed next to Jasmine. Jasmine followed her eyes and chuckled. Josh actually fainted. Right after I gave birth, he passed out from shock. I was terrified. Serenity smiled knowingly. He was too nervous. His anxiety had been stretched so tight that once he knew you were safe, he couldn't handle it anymore. He loves you that much. Honestly, Jasmine seemed to be in better shape than Josh. Just then, Josh slowly regained consciousness. His eyes fluttered open, and he stared at the white ceiling in confusion. It took a moment for his senses to return. Suddenly, he bolted upright. Careful. Don't fall. Jasmine warned. Josh ignored everything else. Wife. Wife. Are you okay? He was about to rush toward her when Zachary quickly stepped in, blocking Serenity to keep her from getting bumped in the chaos. Married at First Sight Chapter 4225. Chapter 4225. Wife, I'm so glad you're okay. We won't have any more children after this. Just this one is enough. Josh held Jasmine's hand tightly, repeating his words as if trying to convince himself. Childbirth was too painful. And too risky. People always say that when a woman gives birth, she has one foot in the grave. Josh had been with Jasmine through the entire process, and it had terrified him. God knows how scared he was. He had been terrified that something might happen to her. But thankfully, it was over now. Both mother and baby were safe. Still, Josh didn't want to go through that fear again. One child was enough. He didn't need a second or third. The Buchaim family was already thriving. Expanding the lineage wasn't solely his responsibility. You're right. No more. Never again. Although Jasmine recovered quickly from a normal delivery, and despite the overwhelming love she felt for her newborn, she still thought the pain of childbirth was unbearable. Whether or not she ever had another child, she wouldn't even consider it for the next few years. Her parents and in-laws probably wouldn't pressure her either. Serenity nudged Zachary and quietly slipped away with him. They didn't want to disturb Josh and Jasmine's moment. Meanwhile, in the sitting room, the Buchaim and Sox families were busy discussing baby names. Just then, the baby was carried back into the room by a nurse, with Julian's parents following closely behind. Seeing her sister-in-law become a grandmother, Julian's mother sighed enviously. "I wonder when it will be my turn to become a grandmother." Mrs. Buchaim chuckled. "What's the rush? Julian is married now, but he and his wife are still enjoying their time together. Give them a couple of years. As long as they don't decide to be child-free, it's only a matter of time before you have a grandchild." Julian's mother smiled. "Yes, you're right. It's just a matter of time." Still, she couldn't help but feel a little envious. It's human nature, once you achieve one thing, you start longing for more. At first, all she had wished for was for Julian to meet the right woman and settle down. That alone would have satisfied her. Now that he was happily married, she found herself looking forward to holding a grandchild. And if Julian and his wife had a son, she would undoubtedly start hoping for a granddaughter next. As the baby was brought in, everyone immediately crowded around for a look. With so many people present, only the elders managed to squeeze to the front. The younger relatives respectfully stepped aside for them. Serenity wanted to take a peek at the baby too, but Zachary held her back. "Saren, we can come see him tomorrow. It's too crowded today." He glanced at her belly, a silent reminder for her to take care of herself. Serenity smiled. "All right. A new baby is a big deal, after all." Everyone in the room was beaming with joy. Worried about his wife, Zachary said a few words to Josh's parents before leading Serenity away. On the way home, she couldn't stop talking about the baby. Even though she hadn't actually seen him. "Honey, do you think Jasmine's baby looks more like her or Josh?" Zachary replied, "Well, he has to look like one of them or maybe a mix of both. He hadn't seen the baby either, so how would he know? Newborns change so fast," he added. "Give it some time, and we'll see who he really takes after." Serenity nodded. "Oh, I should call Elisa and share the good news." Jasmine was probably too exhausted to inform her friends, and Serenity had been too preoccupied to think of calling earlier. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4226. Chapter 4226. Zachary suggested she wait until they got in the car since the hospital was too crowded. Serenity agreed, but the moment they sat down, she pulled out her phone and called Elisa. Elisa was swamped with work at the company. Among the three shareholders, she was the only one managing the business. Serenity and Jasmine were both pregnant, and even if they wanted to work, Elisa wouldn't allow it. Their priority was taking care of themselves and their babies. She was unmarried and not expecting, so it was fine for her to take on the workload. A few rings later, Elisa answered the call. "Saren." She balanced her phone in one hand while flipping through a contract with the other. Across from her sat several business partners waiting to sign the deal. Serenity got straight to the point. "Elisa, I have great news. Jasmine had her baby. Both mom and baby are safe. I just left the hospital." Elisa's face lit up. "Jasmine already gave birth? But wait, wasn't she not due yet? She hasn't even hit the full 9 months. Why so soon?" After the initial excitement, she realized Jasmine had delivered early. "Yeah, it was premature," Serenity confirmed. Elisa's concern spiked. "Did she fall? Eat something bad?" Though she wasn't a mother herself, she had closely observed her sister-in-law's pregnancy and knew how careful expectant mothers had to be. "No, nothing like that. Just an early delivery. Maybe the baby was just eager to see the world. Is he okay? Does he need an incubator?" "Nope. After 2 hours of observation, the doctors said he's perfectly healthy. He may have been early, but he still weighed 6.32 pounds. If he had been full term, he would have been at least 7.5 pounds. Elisa smiled. "That's a strong baby. Boys tend to have bigger builds anyway. My nephew was over 7 pounds when he was born. I'll head to the hospital as soon as I finish signing this contract.
Saren, you take care of yourself too.
Serenity nodded.
I know. I'll be more careful from now on. No more running around.
When I get bored, I'll just walk in the yard, read, or write.
Sounds like a good idea.
You can even start prenatal education, get the baby into books and writing before he's born.
Maybe you'll raise a little genius.
Serenity laughed.
We'll see.
Alisa chuckled.
Come on, you and your husband are both smart and talented.
Your kid is bound to be brilliant.
That's not always how it works.
Plenty of straight-A students have kids who struggle in school.
And sometimes, the most intelligent families have at least one child who can't pass a test to save their life.
You can't count on good genes forever.
Alisa smirked.
That might be true for other families, but not Zachary's.
The York family has been producing brilliant minds for generations.
Have you ever met an idiot in your husband's family?
Don't worry, your kid's going to be sharp just like his dad.
He'll be a leader one day.
Serenity smiled.
Honestly, I just want my child to be healthy, safe, and happy.
That's all that really matters.
Even if their child wasn't the smartest, she wouldn't mind.
With so many York children in this generation, surely someone would end up being the family genius.
And whoever that was, they'd be the one to lead the next generation forward.